Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about some suction side pool cleaner troubleshooting tips, and I'll go over some of the choices you can make for a suction side cleaner for your pool type, and I'll go over some of the pitfalls and benefits and pros and cons of the different suction side cleaners out there in the market today. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I recently recorded a podcast on using above-ground pool cleaners in an in-ground pool. You can refer to that one, and I think that one's really good for picking a cleaner for a smaller pool. But basically, I'll go over the choices and some reasons why you want to pick one suction side type cleaner over another. And for me, the go-to suction side cleaner on my route is the Hayward Pool Vernugan pool cleaner. It's also known as the Aquanaut and as the Phoenix. And the reason why I like this cleaner so much is because it's very long-lasting, very easy to install, and it's pretty much a bulletproof cleaner. You drop it in to a pool, and you really don't have any problems with the cleaner as far as picking up debris, getting stuck in the step areas or corners. This is a gear type cleaner, so it's perfect for a gunite, regular plaster pool or pebble tech pool. I would say that if you have a fiberglass pool or a tile pool or a vinyl pool, it may not work quite as effectively in there because of the pool surface. So just be aware that certain pool surfaces mean that certain cleaners aren't going to work very effectively in that pool. So for the pool cleaner, it's a gear type cleaner, and the Hayward Navigator is also a gear type cleaner. Same with the Great White, but that may have a little bit better climbing ability in a fiberglass or vinyl pool than the pool cleaner by Hayward. So the climbing ability of the cleaner, and also the Pentair Rebel is a gear type cleaner. There's also a off-brand cleaner called the Cyborg. You can buy that online. And this also is a gear type cleaner, much like the Rebel and the pool cleaner. Another reason I like the pool cleaner is that Hayward is smart enough to have a complete rebuild kit. It's called the Lower Body Conversion Kit. And basically, by putting this kit in the cleaner, you get all new wheels, all new gears, a new turbine. The only thing that you're not replacing is the top of it. There's also the turbine shield and the tires itself, and everything else comes in this kit. So for $100, $120, you're getting a whole new cleaner every 5 or 6 years by buying this kit and dropping it into the pool cleaner. So the actual cleaner will probably outlast the hoses on this cleaner. So Hayward did a great job with the rebuild kit. The Rebel, unfortunately, does not have a rebuild kit of any kind. And so if you're changing out parts on the Pentair Rebel, you're going to be spending a lot of money on the parts individually. They don't sell a kit of any kind at this point. And then the Cyborg, I don't think there's a kit for that one either. So that's why the pool cleaner has the advantage, because it has the ability to drop in a rebuild kit when you need it. Plus, it's a very long-lasting, and I think it does a better job of the other ones because it has patented technology that predates the other cleaners. And you'll like it. It doesn't climb the walls as well as the Rebel or the Cyborg, but most of the dirt is not on the walls anyway. So it will climb the walls in some cases, but not nearly as well as the Rebel or the Cyborg. If you're looking for a gear type cleaner with really great wall climbing ability, then you would look at the Zodiac MX6 or Zodiac MX8. These two cleaners have exceptional wall climbing ability. They're really great for most situations in pools. I think the only drawback with the MX6 and MX8 is the actual design of the, it's called the engine. This is what pulls in the debris. So if you have any long string-like debris, this could easily clog up the engine of the cleaner. So unfortunately, if your pool has a lot of long string-like debris, it'll clog up the MX6 and MX8 just about every time it's operating in the pool. However, if you have standard debris, these are a great choice for a gear type cleaner. Now, there's a distinction. I'm mentioning the gear type cleaners, and the other type of cleaner are the bouncing type cleaners. And you're probably familiar with the Creepy Crawlies, probably the best and well-known bouncing cleaner. And these cleaners actually bounce around the pool. They have a diaphragm, or in the case of the Creepy Crawly, a flapper. And that's the only moving part in the cleaner. And by this part moving, it actually bounces the cleaner around the pool. Now, these bouncing type cleaners are great for fiberglass and vinyl pools and tile pools because they can get around the pool and climb the walls that are slick and maybe have a more of an angle than the gear type cleaners can climb. Again, the MX6, MX8 would be the only exception. They can climb a fiberglass pool probably with no problem in most cases because they have really great wall climbing ability. And again, the downside with those is that long stringy debris will clog them. Other than that, I would definitely suggest the MX8 or MX6 cleaner. Another advantage of the bouncing type cleaners is since they only have that one moving part. For the Zodiac cleaners, they use a diaphragm. Easy to maintain these cleaners. All you have to do is replace the diaphragm on occasion. And since the large disc on the bottom is always touching the surface, this does wear out also over time. So you'll be changing the disc on the cleaners also on occasion also. So there are some advantages of the bouncing type cleaners, and there's some disadvantages. One of them is that there's really no way for it to actually steer in the pool, so it'll bounce randomly. It does look like it has some kind of pattern, but it doesn't, so it's pretty random. And then another drawback is that if you have sharp angles in your pool, like maybe you have a step area that kind of juts out at an angle, this could cause these cleaners to definitely get caught up and hung up, and so you have to go out there and kind of move the hose and move the cleaner away from an area it gets hung up in. So that's kind of a drawback of the bouncing type cleaners. There's an aftermarket product called the Twister or Pool Twister. And this is a geared kind of device that you connect to the hoses. And this will actually spin the hoses. And in some cases, we'll get the bouncing type cleaner out of a step area or a corner. But in some cases, that won't even work. So it depends on your pool shape. The bouncing type cleaners do tend to get stuck in corners and step areas. And the bouncing type cleaners are, of course, more affordable price-wise, but they do have that drawback that they may get hung up in the pool. But in a lot of cases, if you don't have any kind of sharp areas or the steps are just standard and uniform, the bouncing type cleaner works exceptionally well in a pool, and you'll be happy with it. The Creepy Crawly is a good seller, and it's priced under $300. Same with the Zodiac G3 and the Zodiac Ranger. These are all really good bouncing type cleaners. So I wouldn't rule these out as a choice for a cleaner, but if you have a plaster pebble thick pool, I would much rather you go with a gear type cleaner like the Hayward Navigator, the Pentair Great White, the Hayward Pool Cleaner, the Zodiac MX6 and MX8. You're going to find these cleaners are better suited for these type of pools, and the fact that they have a pre-programmed turn cycle, they won't get stuck anywhere in your pool. So definitely go with one of these cleaners, the gear type cleaners for that type of pool. Another thing also to be aware of is your pool size. So if you have a really large pool and there's two ways to connect the cleaner to your pool, either in the skimmer with the included skimmer adapter that comes with the cleaner, or in a side port vacuum port that you would find typically near the center of your pool. So if you have an older pool and it's a very large pool and you have a skimmer on one end and you have the deep end on the other, and your pool may be 32 or 40 feet long, the hose length of the cleaners is also an important factor to keep in mind. So most come with maybe 30 feet, 36 feet. Some come with 40 feet of hoses. So you have to make sure you pick the cleaner with the most hoses. However, these universal hoses are pretty inexpensive. If you look online, you can get a set of them pretty cheap. But you want to make sure you have enough hoses for your pool for the install. It's much easier to buy the right size cleaner for your pool. So if you have a really large pool, I suggest the Hayward Pool Cleaner 4X, which is a four-wheel model of the pool cleaner. It comes with more hoses than the two-wheel model, and it's designed for deep and large pools. It has good balance in those pools. You can also get the Hayward Aquanaut 400, or the Phoenix 4X cleaner. These also are designed for very large pools, and it would be a great choice for a large pool. Creepy Crawly seems to work really well in large pools also. I'm not sure why, but I have some of them in very large pools, and they work really effectively. And of course, the Zodiac MX-8 is designed primarily for larger pools, and it works really well in a large pool also. It has a really good wide cleaning path also for a larger pool. And if you have a small pool, you may want to refer to the podcast I did on above-ground pool cleaners, because you may want to cross over and purchase an above-ground pool cleaner like the Little Rebel or the Zodiac Ranger for a smaller pool. I'm talking 12,000 gallons or less. You can get away with an above-ground pool cleaner in your pool there in that case. But basically, so you have the two areas that connect your cleaner, either at the skimmer or at the side port. Now, if you do connect it at the skimmer, be aware that you have to take out the skimmer basket to install it at the skimmer, because you can't have the skimmer basket in there with the regulator valve that goes in there. I do have a product that will solve this problem. It's called the Hole-in-One Basket. It's a product that I invented, and I sell this product, and you can actually, it's a skimmer basket with a hole in the middle, and you can actually stick the automatic cleaner hose through the hole, and then connect the skimmer adapter to the skimmer, and still have a skimmer basket in there. So it's pretty innovative, not really, but I like to say that. And it's a great product to use with a cleaner that's hooked up to the skimmer. It's the Hole-in-One Basket. You can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, there's a banner for that. Click on that, and you can order the Hole-in-One Basket. It's like $16 or $17. It's pretty affordable. It's made out of very durable plastic, and it'll solve the problem of having to remove the skimmer basket. So it'll allow you to connect the cleaner at the skimmer and have a basket in there still. If you're connecting the cleaner at the side port vacuum port, you're going to need a device called the vac lock. Some of the cleaners come with the vac lock included in the box. Some don't, so you have to order one. They're like $15 or so, or $20. And this is a threaded fitting that you would thread into the wall. I suggest putting Teflon tape around it so that you can easily get it out if it breaks, because it'll calcify in there. So wrap some Teflon tape on the threads, simply thread it into the wall, and then stick the cleaner hose in there. You'll have to put a male end cleaner hose into the vac lock for it to work effectively. If you have an MX-6 or MX-8, it comes with an elbow that goes into the side port of the pool. It does not fit into the vac lock very well, and won't lock the hose in very well. And so a lot of times the hose will pop out of the wall. And there are, of course, some workarounds for this. And if you have an MX-6 or MX-8 attached to your side port of your pool and it keeps popping out on you, go ahead and email me and I'll go ahead and send you over a workaround for this. It's pretty simple. You can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com and I can show you the workaround for connecting the MX-6, MX-8 at a side port so that the hoses won't be popping out on you. But in most cases, the universal hoses fit right into the side port and you have no problem connecting it there. And last, I'll touch on some of the problems you're going to have with the suction of the automatic cleaners. Sometimes you have a pump that's too large and it'll actually be too much suction for the cleaner at the skimmer connector, or the skimmer adapter may not be able to handle it. And so you'll have to sometimes buy a different skimmer adapter. If you're using the Zodiac FlowKeeper valve, you can adjust that also. But in some cases, you may need to replace the skimmer adapter completely. I like the Hayward skimmer adapters. They're very universal and they're easy to adjust. So if you're running into a problem with your skimmer adapter, try the Hayward one. That one seems to be the best as far as you can adjust it and adjust the flow a lot easier than the other adapters. And on the side port, you would control the flow using usually a valve at your equipment to regulate some of the flow over to the side port and the skimmer. You don't want too much suction on the side port, otherwise your pump may not work as efficiently, so you have to kind of play with it to get that suction correct. Make sure that your filter is clean when you install the cleaner so that you can adjust it properly. And I highly recommend using an inline canister to trap the leaf debris. That way the debris won't go into the pump basket and clog that up. That will really affect the operation of the cleaner. So adjusting the suction is important. Sometimes you have to play with it for a while to get it correct. And definitely have an inline canister so that the pump basket does not get clogged up with debris. and your cleaner will run effectively and more efficiently all week long with the pump basket clean, and all the debris will be inside this inline canister. And I've done some podcasts on different canister choices. You can look those up also. But basically, you know, an automatic cleaner is going to really help your pools on your pool route. And if you're a homeowner, it definitely is going to help you maintain your pool and let it be swim ready, or keep your pool swim ready every week. If you go over to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, I have a list of the top suction side cleaner choices there. Just scroll over to the automatic cleaner tab and go down to the top suction cleaners of 2020. And I have my list of the cleaners that I recommend there. And if you do pool service for a living and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, and definitely worth the membership. Again, that's at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.